Welcome into the Huskers Radio Network podcast. I'm Jessica Cootie, coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky, where Husker volleyball is once again in the Final Four and will play Penn State in the national semifinal match on Thursday night inside the KFC Yum Center. Wednesday was a practice day and heavy media session day for the teams. I had a chance to chat with a few Huskers, freshman Olivia Malk, middle blocker Layla Blackwell, who is back at the Final Four after making a trip with her previous team, San Diego, back in 2022, and outside hitter Lindsey Krause, who is making trip number three to the Final Four with Nebraska. But we start with the most outstanding player from last weekend's Lincoln Regional, Harper Murray.
Well, congratulations, another All-America honor for you. Found out this morning. How does that feel?
It feels great. I'm really proud of Andy and Bergen and Lexi as well. I know Lexi's a four-time All-American, and Coach talked about it last night that me and Bergen are halfway there, so it's really exciting.
Well, how does it feel to be back at the Final Four?
It's a little nerve-wracking, but I mean, our team, we've put a lot of work in the past year, so it's really exciting to be back here. And it's a new place, new teams this year, so we're just really excited to play tomorrow.
Before we talk about all things volleyball, I've got to talk to you about the TikTok account of the year, Coach Cook's account. My parents don't even know TikTok, and they want to see all of his latest videos. How did that come about, and how much fun has that been to kind of show a different light of Coach Cook?
Okay, well, he kept making comments about how he doesn't have TikTok, and I was like, well, you do. It's on your phone. It's just like you don't see it. And he just kept saying people sent him videos, and he doesn't actually have the app. So I took his phone one time at dinner, and I found the app, and then I made him an account. I just made a stupid video, and I was like, I'm going to make you a TikTok account.
The passing video with Olivia. I mean, what did you think of his passing? How would you rate it?
I thought he was going to get it at first, I'm going to be honest. I thought he was going to pass it, but he didn't at all.
You know, his willingness to have fun and embrace that kind of stuff, how important is that for this team and for what you guys want to do as a group?
Yeah, I think we feed a lot off of his energy, and he might not realize that, but at some points, like, we do feed off of him and go off of how he's feeling. So I think seeing that side of him and opening that side of him is really good for us, because it reminds us that, like, he's a person too, and he's a grandpa. Like, he has that soft side, so I think it's been really good for us.
Did you expect it to blow up the way that it did?
No. I mean, I'm not surprised. I guess, yeah. I would have hoped. Yeah. You know?
Well, let's go back to last weekend, man. What a performance by you. What went into that for you? Why were you able to have a career night against Dayton and carry that over against Wisconsin?
Well, I think me and Bergen were connecting really well. I think that's the first thing. But also, I think we're at the point in the tournament where everybody has to step up. And I think that was just the opportunity for me to do it. And that's when the team needed me to. So, yeah, I think it starts with me and Bergen's connection, but I definitely think that it was a team effort for sure. But at that time, I was able to step up.
You guys have talked a lot about that, about it might be somebody's night at any given point. Yeah. How important is that for whoever it might need to be, that you guys are ready to step up whenever that moment is?
I mean, Coach talks about trusting our training all the time. So at the end of the day, that's what we do when we're playing. We want to trust our training, and we want to trust that we've put in the work and the days have stacked up for us. So that's what we aim to do every time.
How does it feel when you're having a night like that? I mean, you're just on fire. I mean, like, you kind of equate it to like a basketball shooting night, you know, that you can't miss. How does it feel, that feeling?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of how volleyball works. Like, it's a game of momentum and it's a game of errors. So when you're feeling it, like, it's just working out for you. And I think that's how it was the past few nights. Like, it was just working out and it was just going my way. And part of it's luck, but also that's just how volleyball works. It's a momentum game.
You mentioned Bergen and your connection. Just how good is she just in her ability to connect with so many players? I mean, I feel like sometimes setters can maybe hone in on one person, like quarterback locking in on one person. But the fact that she is so willing to spread the ball around, wants to spread the ball around.
I think it starts off the court with relationships too. Me and Bergen lived together, and we lived together in the dorms before, and we played together at USA. So we've been able to build that connection the past few years, and I think that's where it starts, with building that relationship off the court. And I mean, it's translated on the court, so I think it's really good for us. But Bergen does a great job of having a balanced offense. Not many teams in the NCAA have that, and Bergen's been able to do that really well for our team.
Your overall game is improved, and the coaching staff has talked about it all season long. How would you just describe the work that you've put in to be able to be a much improved player this year as a sophomore?
I think a lot of it's mental, too. I think I've been able to work on the mental side of the game more than just physical, and I think that's helped me a lot growing in my passing and hitting and things like that. So the coaches have put in a lot of work for us too, but I think that's where it started for me, was the mental side of it.
Those littles back there, how contagious is that? Do you want to be a part of that? You know, the passing and how good they are at getting the ball up?
I mean, sometimes I do. I they're awesome, and they put that work in every single day, and they're really fun to be in the backcourt with, because I trust them all, and it's really fun to be back there with them. Lainey just runs all around and she's just all over the place. And Lexi is very stable. They all have different attributes about them that bring our team together. And I think that's part of why our defense works so well.
How much fun are you having this season? It just seems like you're playing with such a light.
A lot. I'm a lot happier this year. And like I said, I think it comes from the mental side of it too. And I've been able to strengthen my game in that sense. So I'm having a lot of fun. And the girls have made it really fun. And they've been there for me and they've helped me through it. And it's all about like our relationships and how we've built it stronger, like off the court too. So it's great. It's been awesome.
You know, you didn't really know what you were getting into this time of year. For you guys, the freshman group, you just were on this magical ride. How are you guys different just having that experience from last year and carrying that into this Final Four?
We say that all the time. Like last year felt magical. And I think we just went into every single game. Like we knew we were good, but we didn't know how good. And I keep talking about relationships, but I truly think that this year, that's why we've been so successful, is because last year we had basically the same group of girls. We had a pretty similar lineup, but I think our relationships off the court have been even stronger the past year. So I really do think, I don't want to keep mentioning relationships, but I really do think that that's part of why our culture and our program is so strong.
How do you do that when, you're competitors and everybody wants to be able to be at the best, but you guys compete in the gym. How does that translate to where you're competing, but then you're also close?
Again, I think it's part of our culture. I think that's how our culture is set up, and that's the system that we have. And that's especially what coaches, like, we have game changers, we have the competitive maturity side of us, and I think that's where the love comes from.
So, okay, you guys played Penn State before. Mm-hmm. What are you taking away from that matchup to carry into this one that maybe it can be a different outcome?
Yeah, Coach said we struggled in transition attacking, so that's something that we've been trying to work on the past few weeks at practice, is really killing balls in transition. And, like, everyone knows that we're a good passing and defensive team, but really trying to prove that and, like, emphasize that during the game is going to be important for us.
And we talked about just the enjoying it in the middle. How important is that to remember? I mean, there's a lot of pressure that comes along with being in the situation, but also to have a little fun while you're here and enjoy it.
Yeah, teams play better when you're having fun. Everybody knows that. You don't want to feel like the pressure's all on you. And that's something our team does really well. Like, we try and focus on us and focus on what's happening on the court and not the outside surroundings. And again, like, when you play volleyball, it's supposed to be fun. So that's why it goes so well sometimes.
I know Husker Nation helped will you guys here to Louisville. I'm expecting a big turnout too. You guys had a big turnout last year. How important is that to have that support from all the way from Nebraska here to Louisville?
Yeah, like at our Wisconsin game, home court advantage is a huge thing for volleyball. Like women's volleyball, home court advantage is probably one of the main reasons you can win games. And we felt that when we went to Penn State, like they had that advantage. And I think all of our Husker fans coming here is going to be awesome for us. And I think we're really going to feed off of that.
Awesome. Well, best of luck. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Jessica Cootie, you're with Lindsay Krause. Well, you're like a regular at the Final Four. What, 3 of the 4 years? How does it feel to be back? I'm sure you never want to take it for granted, but man, what a feat to be back to the Final Four again.
Yeah, that was something that I noted in our gratitude circle today before practice, just saying how lucky I am to be a part of a team where this is the standard, where this is the expectation. I just want to take a second and remind everyone and myself how grateful we all are to put in all the work that we have to get there, but also just to know that there's so many people that will never get to experience anything like this. And for me to have a privilege that this is my third time here, that is something that is super special and I'm so grateful for.
So take us inside then, because it's not easy to get here. What is it about this program, Nebraska, that it is the standard that you guys can expect to be here?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just something that we have instilled in our brain from January, right when we step on the campus, of that is the end goal, and that's never not the end goal. So I think always knowing that that is what we have on our minds the entire season, always knowing that that's what we're preparing for. Coach always says this in practice, it could be like the first week of practice or it could be the middle of October, just make sure your reps are championship reps, because if you're not going full now, why would you go full later on? So I think it's always just remembering what we're training for and knowing how much we all want to do it for each other.
It's such an experience, right? It's more than just playing volleyball. You're making, a Kentucky Derby hat, too? Have you thought about what you want that to look like?
I haven't, but it's so special. I mean, I think the people putting it on, like the NCAA and always the host city, like they always do such a great job of making us feel so welcome and really making it a fun event for everyone involved. So it is really something to look forward to outside of the volleyball as well.
How do you guys balance that, you know, to be a team that you want to win the national title, but then there's a lot of distractions that go along with actually preparing for playing in that?
I think something that we do a great job of doing is just remembering that we are here to play volleyball, but also we are also here to enjoy the moment and soak that all in, but then also bring it back to, you know, we are here for a national championship. So I think we do a really great job of compartmentalizing and kind of just realizing what we want to do and how we want to be successful, but also not being too laser focused that we don't take a second to enjoy what we are.
Absolutely. Well, how have preparations gone up until this point? You guys have prepared well all year long, but up until, I guess, first serve tomorrow, how do you feel like this team is prepared?
I think we are super excited. I think that we, going into this year, obviously most of us have been a part of a Final Four before, so we are experienced as far as that goes. I think we're all really excited to get to play Penn State again. I think we left a little bit out there getting to play them again. I think they played well, but I think we all know that we could have played better. So I think we are all really excited to get another shot at them. And then, yeah, just leaving it all on the court.
How is this team different than maybe the Final Four teams you've been in the past? And even last year you had so many young players, but how is this group different in the, I guess, preparedness for this moment?
Yeah, I just think overall we're a lot more mature. We're a lot more emotionally mature. We're a lot more competitively mature. We are just understanding the game in a little bit of a different way and understanding how what we do, each of us in our role, impacts the team and how we can do that in a way where we remember that we're just playing a game of volleyball. You know, it's not a life and death situation because win or lose, it's all going to still be okay the next day. But also understanding when you're able to find that kind of healthy detachment from what you're doing, that's when you're going to be the most successful.
Yeah, so what are the keys for this team against Penn State? But then just, again, to have some success here, when you're at this stage, what do you guys need to do?
Yeah, I mean, I think something we talk about a lot is being gritty over pretty. So just realizing when you get to this late stage in the season, it's just about how can we win points. You know, it's not going to be the easiest. It's not going to be the prettiest. There's going to be some close sets. We're probably going to lose a couple sets. You know, just that idea and knowing that throughout everything is just how can we be successful together? And that's the most important part. It's not how it looks. It's not who's doing it. It's just what can we do to score points?
So I want to ask you about Bergen Riley, obviously All-American today, but just your perspective on her and the setter and how she's able to spread things around to so many different hitters.
Yeah, Berg's great. I mean, she's so confident in herself and she's so mature. You know, she's a little bit more quiet compared to a lot of the girls on our team, but she's so wise. She's so great. She's such an amazing setter. And I think she's just somebody that is really just a student of the game and she's so willing to learn and know more every single day. And it's been a pleasure to play next to her.
All right, you've been in this building before. How beneficial is that for you guys that you guys have played here and kind of know how everything goes in this building?
Yeah, I mean, this is our third time playing here this year, and then I've even played here again a couple years ago for regionals. But, this is our third time here, and I think that's been big for us because we were even talking about it a little bit during practice. We were like, this feels a little bit odd that we were like, this gym just kind of feels like a normal gym to us because it's like, again, like we've played there for the third time this season. So I think that's actually been really big for us. And it'll be really cool to see how tomorrow turns out.
As a leader and someone that's a senior and going out, just how much has it meant to you, not only just to play in the Final Four, but to wear this uniform and to be a part of this program?
Yeah, it's been so special for me. I cannot be more grateful for everything I've gotten to experience here. You know, all the relationships I've had and the support of, the entire Husker Nation has been something that's been super unmatched. And, you know, I'm just so grateful to get to represent my home state. I'm so happy to have gotten to represent such a highly regarded, athletic team, and also just to get to play and have the privilege to be so close to my family while doing it all. I'd say that's the most important part because I wouldn't be able to do this without any of them. So I'm super grateful for it all.
You expecting Husker Nation to show out here in Louisville?
Yes, they always do. Does not matter how far they have to go.
Lindsey Krause, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Final Four, Huskers doing all the things surrounding it. There's a lot of hoopla around it. You're with Layla Blackwell. How is it being back with a different team?
I'm so happy to be back. I'm just so proud of this group. We've worked so hard all season, and it's just the best thing ever to be back.
Well, give fans a perspective, because we're here in the Players Lounge, just kind of all the things that surround playing actually a volleyball match.
Well, we had practice earlier today, and then we had some media after. We just finished up taking pictures and doing little promo videos and stuff. And now we're here in the Players Lounge. We're making candles. There's manicures going on. There's cookies. There's coffee. I think I see some Kentucky Derby hats down there. So they're treating us so well. We're so spoiled, and it's so much fun.
What flavor did you go with on the candle?
Okay, I went with mahogany and Christmas tree. I'm hoping it's a good combo, so it smelled good to me.
how special does this make you guys feel? That, again, all the things and how much the sport has grown and the things that surround it, just how big it's gotten.
Yeah, I mean, I think we are just so lucky to be in this position where we have the opportunity to be here after working so hard all season. And, I mean, I'm here 2 years later from my first Final Four, and there's already so much more growth and so much more celebration going on than I could have ever imagined. So I'm just so excited for all the future girls coming through and getting to have these opportunities, because it is just the most unique and amazing experience.
What makes this team, this group, special? This team, this Nebraska group that got back to the Final Four this year?
I think it's because this team lives and breathes team first, and everyone really truly is just so selfless. And I think everyone said it in media throughout the entire year, but our team is so close. Like, we are truly 14 strong, and we are just unbreakable. So I think that's what is really special about this group.
I asked Harper that earlier, but you guys compete so hard in the gym. How do you stay close when you're competing so hard day in and day out?
Yeah, I think it just comes down to having that respect for your teammates and for yourself. And I think we all know that at the end of the day, we're all here to accomplish the same thing, and that's winning a national championship. And that's being great humans and great teammates. So I think that having that as our core values, and just having the foundation that previous teams have set up here at Nebraska, just keeps us strong. And we just have so much love for each other, and we have a lot of fun together. So,
you know, I've talked to players and staff throughout this entire season, and they've just raved about the role you've played, being a leader and just your voice, and how important you've been in the locker room. What was your approach to that? Why did you want to take on that role?
Yeah, you know, I'm a really competitive person too, but I also want to be a great teammate first and foremost. And I just felt like I wanted to serve my teammates in whatever way I could. And whether that's having a voice, or that's picking someone up off the ground, or whatever I can do, I'm going to do it. So I think it's just also a testament to the culture that Lexi, Merritt, and our entire team have built, because everyone makes it so easy to just be good to each other. And I love this team so much. So I would do anything. There's no one else that I would want to go through this with.
How did it feel on Sunday when you guys got to Dogpile and you punched your ticket here? So much work goes into getting here.
Yeah, pure joy. You know, that's what this is all about. We've had some highs and lows this season, and this team's been through a lot. But there's nothing better than seeing all of our hard work coming to fruition. And I hope we keep that going over the next two games we have.
This team is prepared well all year long. How have the it's such a whirlwind, and you're balancing so many things. How have preparations gone? Because you do have a volleyball match to play.
Yeah.
How have you guys approached that, and how has it gone?
Honestly, this is something Coach says a lot, but we prep a lot in practice for basically every point we're playing as a national championship point. And I think having that kind of mental preparation throughout the entire year is just so key to making this feel like less pressure for us, and like we've been doing this all season because we have in our gym and in our games. So, you know, I think now is the time where we really just get to play loose and have a lot of fun together and just enjoy these moments we have.
How beneficial is it? I mean, you've been here, a lot of the players were here last year, but being in this gym specifically, playing in this building a couple different times, how beneficial is that for you guys?
I mean, I feel like we were here just yesterday. I think all of us feel the same way. That was just really great planning on our staff's part by prepping us for that, because it feels like we know where like all the turns in the building, we've been in that gym, we know how the ball moves in there. So I think it's been really key for letting us kind of feel a lot more comfortable heading into these next two matches.
That's great. Okay, last thing, just the matchup with Penn State. You guys played them a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
What are the keys so that you come out on the different side of it this time?
Yeah, you know, I think for this match, we're just taking it and treating it like any other match we've played all year. Our focus is always just focusing on Nebraska volleyball. That's our style of play. That's what we want to think about when we're in games. So we are just going to try and maximize being our best and letting all of our preparation and hard work come through, and just enjoying the moment each and every point.
Great stuff, Layla. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jessica Cootie here with freshman Olivia Mackle. How does it feel to be here at the Final Four?
It's so crazy to be here. I know this is my first time, but it's just a crazy feeling. So,
when you guys punched the ticket on Sunday, what was that feeling like to be able to celebrate with the team and know that, I mean, this is what you work for?
Yeah, I think it means everything. This is what we've been working for the whole season. So just to punch it on, what was that, Saturday?
Sunday.
Sunday?
Yeah.
It's crazy to see all of our work come together and then finally make it. So.
Well, before we talk all things volleyball and the Final Four, let's go back to the serve comment with Coach Cook. We haven't had a chance to talk to you about it.
Yes.
And then you got a chance to actually serve to him, and he passed it. Yeah. And not very well, by the way. What was that like, just that whole process when you heard him say that, and you're like, okay, let's see if you can pass it.
Yeah, I was definitely hurt. I was like, come on now, I serve a lot. But, yeah, I think just, like, it's crazy how much, like, attention that got, because I just never thought, like, my serve would get that much attention, so I think it's just crazy.
So how would you evaluate his ability to pass it? It was not great, right?
I mean, not great, but he didn't have any, like, warm-up passes, so I'll give him that.
You know, but that's just been such a key point, and he's hit on that. This coaching staff has hit on that all season, just that you moving into that role and how important that rotation has been. How did you get there? How did, as a freshman, how were you able to get to that point where you are such a factor back there from the service line?
Yeah, I think just we work on it a ton in practice. You know, serving and passing is a big part of volleyball. So I think just working on it every day and then trying new things also in practice and then seeing that come out in games has helped me a lot too.
How much fun as a freshman has it been for you to be able to be in that role and in such a big role for this team?
Yeah, I think coming in, I wasn't expecting to play this big of a role, but now that I'm here, I think it's been fun. The girls have been so welcoming to me, and then just, like, and if I make a mistake, they're always so, like, comforting and stuff, so I think it's really easy. They make it easy for me to come in and do what I do. So.
You know, everybody that I've talked to on the coaching staff weekly have just talked about your just demeanor, you're steady Eddie, you don't too high or low. Yeah. And as a freshman, that's hard to do. What wires you that way to where you can manage all of this as a freshman?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've always kind of been like that. I think playing with other girls from, like, different schools has helped. I played on, like, the USA teams and stuff, so I feel like I've been in not as big as a stage, but kind of big stages, so I think that's helped me a lot too. So.
How has it been being part of that trio of littles that everybody's talking about with Lexi and Lainey? Yeah,
I love it. I love it. They're like, we have like a little family. And we're so close, and I just couldn't do it without them. I've learned so much from them already. So, yeah.
How much pride do you guys take in that? That, you know, I mean, a lot of volleyball is talking about the offense, but that this team is highlighted by a lot of times what you guys do, how you set the tone defensively.
Yeah, I think Nebraska has always been known for their defense. So I think just to come in and kind of be a part of that and see, like, from the inside how good we actually are, I think it just says a lot about the coaching staff being able to, like, coach us very well and then the girls who they recruit. So.
Well, tell us about Lexi and just, you know, give us your perspective. How good is she? You know, we talk about her winning the regional player of the year, the first libero to do that. A lot of times liberos don't get this national recognition, but how good is she? How important is she to this program?
Yeah, Lexi has been a key player for all of her 4 years, I think. So just, like, to be able to watch her, I feel like some balls you're like, oh, that's going down, and then she just comes in and picks them right up. So I think she's such a key player, and I really look up to her. So.
Well, what's going to be the key? You guys really did it to really relied on a lot of defense to get to this point. How important is that going to continue to be for you guys to do what you want to do here in Louisville?
Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest things. I know they say defense wins championships, so just doing that and then serving and passing and being aggressive, and then we want it really bad, I think. So just, like, putting it all out there, don't have any regrets, I think. So.
How are you approaching this, your first time at it? Being that, I mean, there's a lot of players on this squad that have the experience, but you're the first timer. How are you approaching it personally?
Yeah, I kind of just feel like it's another away trip. I don't feel like trying not to look at it as a super big deal right now, but I know I'll have some nerves tomorrow for our first game, but just trying to look at it as another game, and then we just need two more. So. Yeah.
Well, what did you guys take away from that first Penn State matchup that you're trying to adjust to maybe have a different outcome when you guys play tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't think we played our best game against them, so just being more aggressive and then not letting who is on the other side affect how we do. So.
And you guys have been so good at preparing all year long. How have the preparations been? How prepared do you guys feel for this moment?
I think we're very prepared, and then just we'll have practice later today, so just get in there, get some touches, feel the gym, so I think it'll be an exciting day. So
thank you so much for your time. The best of luck.
Thank you.
We've got plenty of coverage headed your way here at the NCAA Volleyball Championships. I'll have a full hour of pregame to the pregame live from Louisville with Sports Nightly starting at 6 o'clock and the pregame show with John Baylor and Lauren Cook West begins at 7 o'clock leading into first serve between Nebraska and Penn State, which will follow the first match of the semifinal, the first semifinal match between Louisville and Pitt 30 minutes after that match ends. Our coverage of the Final Four and the NCAA Championships is brought to you by Woodhouse. Woodhouse has been a trusted partner in your everyday since 1975. Shop for your next vehicle with the home team at Woodhouse and the official auto dealer of Nebraska Athletics. Thanks for listening and watching. I'm Jessica Cootie with the Huskers Radio Network.